On Sunday night, a group of newspapers, including The Guardian, published the first of what will be around 250,000 secret US embassy cables. Since then, we've had stories about how the Saudi king wants Iran bombed, about how the Bank of England's chief thinks that George Osborne is lightweight, and today, allegations about the conduct of Vladimir Putin's mafia government in Russia.
Downing Street condemned the leak as damaging to national security, and then Hillary Clinton went even further.
The United States strongly condemns the illegal disclosure of classified information. It puts people's lives in danger, threatens our national security, and undermines our efforts to work with other countries to solve shared problems. This administration is advancing a robust foreign policy that is focused on advancing America's national interests and leading the world in solving the most complex challenges of our time.
Heather, the public are interested, but what is the actual public interest of the WikiLeaks?
There's all sorts of public interest issues in the WikiLeaks cables, and it would be wrong to say that they're titillation. I mean, I don't think you could get a subject that would be more in the public interest, and even something like Prince Andrew, which was one of the pieces I wrote, you might say that's titillation, but really that's incredibly constitutionally important. Here you've got a member of the royal family who's meant to be our representative abroad, and he is seen to be trying to influence one of our government's corruption inquiries. So even things which might on the surface seem titillating, I think, have really deep public interest in them.
But isn't part of the argument that The Guardian, dare I say, taking on my employers, is using to get on its high horse, is that the American government was sharing this stuff too widely? It was wildly irresponsible to let millions of soldiers have access to this kind of material. So isn't the solution, according to that, to have more control over information and not less, as people like yourself are proposing?
Well, there's a lot of questions packed into that one you've raised, because there's the point that it's not the responsibility of the media, I don't think, to think about once it gets information. I mean, it has to care about what it's going to put out. But really, if these are issues that are so in the national interest, then you would think that a national government would put some effort into keeping them secure. And it's not about how many people it was shared with. It was about the absolute lack of security that they had around the sharing of that information.
Segment 1. On Sunday night, a group of newspapers, including The Guardian, published the first of what will be around 250,000 secret US embassy cables. Since then, we've had stories about how the Saudi king wants Iran bombed, about how the Bank of England's chief thinks that George Osborne is lightweight, and today, allegations about the conduct of Vladimir Putin's mafia government in Russia.
Downing Street condemned the leak as damaging to national security, and then Hillary Clinton went even further.
The United States strongly condemns the illegal disclosure of classified information. It puts people's lives in danger, threatens our national security, and undermines our efforts to work with other countries to solve shared problems.
Segment 2.
This administration is advancing a robust foreign policy that is focused on advancing America's national interests and leading the world in solving the most complex challenges of our time.
Heather, the public are interested, but what is the actual public interest of the WikiLeaks?
There's all sorts of public interest issues in the WikiLeaks cables, and it would be wrong to say that they're titillation. I mean, I don't think you could get a subject that would be more in the public interest, and even something like Prince Andrew, which was one of the pieces I wrote, you might say that's titillation, but really that's incredibly constitutionally important.
Segment 3.
Here you've got a member of the royal family who's meant to be our representative abroad, and he is seen to be trying to influence one of our government's corruption inquiries. So even things which might on the surface seem titillating, I think, have really deep public interest in them.
But isn't part of the argument that The Guardian, dare I say, taking on my employers, is using to get on its high horse, is that the American government was sharing this stuff too widely. It was wildly irresponsible to let millions of soldiers have access to this kind of material. So isn't the solution, according to that, to have more control over information and not less, as people like yourself are proposing?
Segment 4.
Well, there's a lot of questions packed into that one you've raised, because there's the point that it's not the responsibility of the media, I don't think, to think about once it gets information. I mean, it has to care about what it's going to put out. But really, if these are issues that are so in the national interest, then you would think that a national government would put some effort into keeping them secure. And it's not about how many people it was shared with. It was about the absolute lack of security that they had around the sharing of that information.